broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, with a goal of making America great again and restoring the republic in the traditions of our founders. We believe America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, not because we're better than anybody else, but because we understand the principles that make nations great. All right, there you have it. Happy Valentine's Day to you from us. A lot of people say, hey, Valentine's Day is nothing more than a Hallmark holiday. Reject it. I disagree. No doubt it can be that way if you let it, but you can also focus on all kinds of love. Did you reach out and give a Valentine's Day little gift, a little memorabilia to a widow, to somebody elderly, to a grandmother, a grandfather, somebody who may be lonely? Did you spend time, or are you spending time in the service of your loved ones? Is it about the different kinds of love that Christians speak about, three different kinds of love? The caring for one another? Certainly there's a romantic side to it, but you don't have to spend a lot of money, folks. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
Now, Bill Federer writes an article called The Real History of Valentine's Day. And it's good, and Kurt sends me these long articles. They're just not designed for radio.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, you don't ever have to take it all. You can always just jerk out whatever you want.
I don't have the time to
Bill
do all
Federer
that work
is
on
just
your articles
an expert.
Mine, so you're supposed to do that before
right.
you send it to
Bill
me.
Bill Federer is just an expert on all this history stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, basically right down at the end, he says, St. Valentine's willingness to be a martyr for Christ and his heroic, loving example still inspires believers to follow the scripture. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you.
There goes
and
Kirk Cosby promoting terrorism again.
Yeah. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. You know,
pretty good stuff.
Loving kind of stuff, yeah.
I dig it.
You know.
Kurt running around telling everybody to follow the Prince of Peace. Bill Federer doing the same stuff. Man, you got to ban those guys from the media. People ain't actually do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
All right.
Dangerous stuff.
Anyway, the history of Valentine's Day is kind of fascinating. It has to do with, you know, wars and plagues and people getting sick and all kinds of things and hostile governments against marriage and people had to get married in secret. And anyway, fast forward to the days of people want to just kind of express their love for one another. I think for the most part, it's a good thing. I think we ought to have Valentine's Day every day of the year in terms of the way we treat one another. Any other tidbits from that historical context that's relevant, Kurt?
Well, they say that it got started, you know, the February 14th day got started back in 496 A.D. I didn't know that. And thank goodness for these, all, you know, these scholars who tell us all this good stuff. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, hey, it's been around for a while, and I think it's probably going to stick around, Sam, as far as I can tell. You know.
And we're not for the spending gazillions of dollars on Valentine's Day, but we are for service. We are for love. Romance is one aspect, but it seems to take over the day. It shouldn't be the only focus. There's a lot of ways to care for one another, to reach out to the lonely, to do acts of service and kindness, and pay it forward, really, for all the blessings that God has given us, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Alan Phillips, well-known attorney at law, pandemicresponseproject.com, vaccinerights.com are his websites. We normally talk about vaccines when he's on the program, but we'll diverge a little bit today. What do you think? A lot of people are saying, you know what, reject Valentine's Day. It's nothing more than a Hallmark holiday to raise big money. We talked about $18 to $19 billion is spent on the holiday alone. It's out of control, sir, but there could be a better way, Alan.
Well, first of all, good morning and happy Valentine's Day to both you guys.
Thank
and
you,
your
sir.
Families and everyone listening. It's a great honor and pleasure to be here every time I'm here, and so I always deeply appreciate that. You know, I loved your comment earlier, Sam. I think Hallmark can be seen as a controller or as a service. If you feel obligated and you're acting out of that obligation, that's probably better than not acknowledging your loved ones at all, but probably not the ideal either. And if you decide that you want to use today as an opportunity to inspire you to reach out in some way, big or small, to the loved ones in your family, or as you were saying, in the community or the world at large, just, you know, love, of course, spans, from our personal selves, self-love or lack thereof, and, you know, many of us struggle with that in one form, way or another, but all the way out to our immediate family, our community, our world, perhaps beyond. So many different levels and kinds of love, and I don't see Valentine's Day as being limited to anyone, but could be indeed anyone or all of those. And if you see that, if the inspiration is internal, if you use the day as an opportunity to... to set aside time, to set aside some energy and focus on love and think about loving and being loving and reaching out to people, then Hallmark becomes a potential tool that you might utilize or not, but you may utilize to fulfill your own love agenda, if you will, and not something that you have to act out of some sense of obligation, in which case it's just enriching them and everybody who makes chocolate and sells roses and so forth. So take control of it for yourself. Decide what's important for you. Use this. I encourage people to do this. Use it as an opportunity to be self-inspired. And then if you want to utilize any of these tools out there, physical things in the world, to help you express that appreciation and love for your loved ones, then great, go for it. And be grateful that it's there.
Yep, and I think it's we need to kind of broaden our understanding of what the day means. It doesn't mean just spend money. It doesn't mean those who have a significant other in their lives, it's their day and everybody else should stand back. I think it's a day to care for others. You know, drop by a widow and bring them something. And let them know that there are people around who care. There's ways to really make it a greater day, a broader day, a more welcoming and inclusive day. And that's kind of what we would advocate for, Alan.
That sounds beautiful to me, Sam.
And by the way, me and my wife do something romantic. We just don't always do it on Valentine's Day. Last night I told of a story last hour where last night my family, I've got 8 children. 3 of them are married, so we've got the in-laws as well, and then I consider them sons and daughters, by the way. But anyway, and one of them has a baby, so I'm a grandpa. There was 14 of us at an annual Valentine's Day traditional dinner that we have with all of our family, my kids and everybody, and we have multi-courses, and we all make the dinner together, and we play games, and it's a lot of fun, and it broadens Valentine's Day. Instead of me and my wife just ditching the kids and saying, see ya, then it's a way for us to kind of, celebrate Valentine's Day that we're grateful for one another, and it's a lot of fun.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds absolutely wonderful. And congratulations. Didn't realize you were granddad.
Yeah, see, that's why they call me a terrorist, because we just run around and pay it forward and do random acts of kindness and do all this crazy stuff. And if you encourage people to do that, there might be more of it. Wouldn't that be incredible if we just had copycats all over the news of people doing good things everywhere?
Maybe we need to coin a phrase here, love terrorists. We're going to spread
right.
love everywhere.
That's right. Biblical love terrorists. Following the Prince of Peace and random acts of kindness and service. And, you know, just crazy stuff going on everywhere. See, it's amazing how when we try to do this stuff, though, literally the liberals attack us and say, you can't force your agenda on us. And they get crazy. And it's like, are you kidding me? I'm not trying to force anybody to do anything, but I am trying to, practice what I preach a little bit, you know?
Yeah. The hypocrisy there is just so... overwhelming, you know, accept everybody and everything until you lose and then attack everyone and everything. so Oh, gosh, what a crazy world.
But there's good things happening and good people doing good things everywhere is one of the things that we focus on a lot on this program. We are Solutions Radio. I agree there's plenty of negative to go around, folks, but you got to have people hunting out and fishing for the positive. There's a lot of good if you look for it. There really is, Alan.
I have to remind myself of that sometimes, Sam, and I really appreciate you reminding me again now because I focus in my work, and my work involves me. I dare say consumes me, although I really don't want it to do that, but pretty darn close. 6 or 7 days a week, and it's an issue with some really dark aspects to it. And I find myself saying to myself, but I'm also appreciative of hearing it, as I just did from you, that this is a beautiful world with many beautiful people and beautiful things in it, and we have to keep a focus on that.
And the author of Love, God, is in charge of it all, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not here to break down into the keys to theology. I'm just saying there is a creator. Hang tight.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. Just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy Valentine's Day to you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team. One of the best soft rock jams ever, ladies and gentlemen.
Explain the reasons why, 'cause I've been thinking about the
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best songs ever. I bet Kurt can't even guess who this is. Can you guess who it is, Kurt?
Let's see.
Alan Phillips might beat you to the punch. Can you
guess,
Alan?
Fleetwood Mac.
Nope.
No, I don't. No, it's a familiar sound, but I can't place it.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, it's good tune. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ambrosia on your radio, just saying.
Ambrosia.
All right, enough of that, but it is Valentine's Day, folks, and most people either love to hate the day or they get too gaga goofy about the day and they leave out people who really need love. The lonely, the people who don't have friends, the people who may be missing some people in their lives. What do you think, Alan? I think it's important to make the day bigger than society makes it.
Sam, I find myself in high level of agreement with you, which I find to frequently be the case over the months and years that we've talked. And I did have an opportunity. I know you had asked me real quickly to look at something and didn't want to put me on the spot, but I have looked at it. And this Freedom Coalition sounds to me like a profound act of love and compassion. Speaking of which, I'll bring it up if I may. Just. Having read the homepage of the website, there would be one example. Many, many ways, of course, in our daily lives to express love, express compassion, and any way that we can reach out to others who are in a more difficult place or situation. Now, a little discretion is helpful. Some people get themselves into trouble, and if you bail them out, you're just enabling them, and they end up right back in trouble again because that's just where they go. And until they learn to get themselves out of it, they're not really going to escape it. But many people are victims in a different kind of way, not people who create their own drama in their lives and will do that no matter how many times you bail them out. And the idea and the Freedom Coalition website and project here, I'm speaking about it having just heard about it a few minutes ago for the first time, but it addresses innocent people in prison. This is something that came to my attention in law school in a really profound way when one of my professors was quietly acknowledging that there are people on death row who are innocent and a byproduct of flaws of one kind or another in the criminal justice system. But this page points to what I would characterize in terms of, as my understanding, again, having just been introduced to the project, that the general idea that there is, and this generalization I am convinced of from many years of research and investigation and various aspects of this and just seeing information, there are many people, wonderful people throughout our communities, throughout our society, throughout government, throughout industry. But there is also some serious systemic corruption throughout, I think, some of the highest levels of government in this country, throughout some of the larger corporations and corporate interests, more so with respect to key decision makers and people making decisions that are not really in the best interests of the population as a whole, and particularly governments and government agencies and entities. We task them, charge them with looking out for our best interest, and, for example, many times are influenced by corporate interest and will make decisions, implement policies, and take actions contrary to our best interests. Well, one of the byproducts of this system when it does go wrong, and it doesn't always go wrong, but when it does, is innocent people being in jail. And if liberty means anything, it means first and foremost freedom of your physical person. And the idea of being in jail wrongfully, to me, it just strikes me as one of the most egregious harms.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that we've done with this project, the freedomcoalition.com, Alan, is we articulate exactly what we want. And what we want to do is we want to create pardons for a few. But what we really want to do is set up a committee, a private sector or whatever you want to say, a nonpartisan organization that would look at these cases, because it's happening all too often, whether it's people get in jail because of vaccine-related issues or people go to jail for whatever issue. And they don't belong in jail at all, and people are ripped from their families. And we've selected very carefully the cases that are listed on that website. We are willing to look into, if we get the committee commission or the commission we're hoping for, we would look into more cases. But we agree that every case does not qualify. Sometimes people are in jail and deserve to be there, right? But what we, the cases that we picked, one is this Amish farmer that literally made a salve out of chickweed. And this Amish guy's basically, if you believe what the sentencing guidelines say he could go to jail for like 48 years. It's crazy. All right. The other examples are these, 53 ranchers that have had trouble and they've lost their ranches and been in battle with the government over land for literally decades. Many of them have been run out of business. The Hammonds are a great example. Again, they did light a fire on their property, but it was to backburn and actually stop a fire. But now they're accused of terrorism. We've picked our cases very carefully. The 53 ranchers that we talk about, nobody's even in jail, but it's an example of the harassment. This example of this black gentleman who, I guess from what I understand, his ex-wife had a student loan that she didn't pay back, and they busted in his door. Now, he's not in jail, but they threw him in a squad car, and he had to sit there in the blistering heat for 6 hours while they ransacked his house and everything else. There's videos about it. And so the cases that we picked are intentionally easy to vet and easy to understand to say, hey, something's wrong here. Something needs to be looked at here. And so, we're not even saying that every case or future cases or anything else. What we're saying is there's examples that are clear that everyone could agree that need to be vetted. And we need to have somebody to bring common sense to this scenario. And that's really what the whole TheFreedomCoalition.com is about, is saying, look, we got to impanel a commission to look at this stuff. This is getting crazy. And tomorrow it could be me or you for the most innocent of reasons.
Right. And the idea, because my first reaction whenever I read a website that is saying so-and-so has been victimized in this way, that way, the other way, I have no way off the top of my head of knowing with regard to any given situation if there's another side of the story, and if so, what it is, and what my conclusion would be, and so forth. But what I can agree right off the top of my head, and I'm not challenging or questioning anything on the website either, but what I love on this page is that after citing these examples, which certainly raise huge questions, you get to a place where you say, we want to have, and I don't even remember exactly how it was worded or phrased here, but essentially you want to a review panel or an independent committee to take a look at this. Are there problems, is there, in my opinion, systemic corruption throughout our governmental system, despite the fact that there are many wonderful people in government, but many of those wonderful people in government have their hands tied because of regulations or people in decision-making positions who aren't really working for the people and so forth. And so you can have lots of good people who can't do the good that they're capable of doing if their hands are tied. So that's what goes on in some cases. And even more appalling is these proactive wrongs, such as the kinds of things that you're describing with the examples on the page here. So the idea of putting together a committee to review all of this, if the government has...
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Phillips with us, VaccineRights.com in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Less than a month into the first of two possible Donald Trump presidential terms, the left is already starting to show signs of outrage fatigue, observes syndicated commentator Megan McArdle, who is not among the incumbent president's admirers. Trump's unfettered rhetorical style and propensity for social media provocation will continue to supply his detractors with grist for their omnivorous mills, which is why, McArdle advises, they need to learn to pace themselves. I'm already tired of writing the Trump had done something outrageous column, because how many times can I point out that the man keeps acting in a distressingly unpresidential manner, she observes. And even if I write it, how long are readers going to be willing to read the same thing over and over with only the details changed for variety? When his supporters dismiss criticisms as hysteria, saying it's not that bad, in some sense, they're right, she continues. So far, he has not openly defied the courts, a la Andrew Jackson, nor explicitly threatened people who threaten his business interests. Her concern is that the way you get to that bad is often through a succession of at least he hasn't, until finally he does, and you find that the permission granted for earlier transgressions has created a blanket hall pass for gross abuses of power. For their part, conservatives and other Trump supporters should understand that the behavior they are applauding now becomes a precedent for Trump's future successors. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Gregg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Valentine's Day. One day, I can't remember, a couple of years ago, my little son, he's now 10 years old, but this is probably when he was like 7 or 8, he looked at me one day and he said, "Dad, where did you find Mom?" You gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day, and it's meant to be a day to care for all those around you. Whether you have a romantic situation or not in your life right now, you know what? You can care for and show love for those around you. Please get it done. All right. You know who that is, Kurt? You're not going to know that one either, are you?
You're right. But I've heard it. I just can't tell you the
Everly Brothers, bro.
There you go. That's good stuff.
All right. Yeah. Alan Phillips with us. We're talking about our care for those who are in prison. And this idea that, you know what, there's right now a massive wrong in America. And the problem is it's with ever-increasing frequency. TheFreedomCoalition.com is our answer. A group of people that say, look, here's a few examples of where we see things running off the rails. And we pick an Amish farmer on purpose. We pick some ranchers. We pick a black gentleman. We pick a couple of guys that are in a battle over gun rights. The problem is they're caught between state and federal law. The state says what they're doing is fine, and the state promised that the federal law does not apply in their state of Kansas. But now the state that passed that same law is not defending the people that are caught in this quagmire. It's an easy case to vet, an easy case to understand. Whether you agree with gun rights or not isn't the point. The point is, at what point are we going to start to stand up and say, wait a minute, we got to have a panel. We got to have somebody. I don't know if you want to call it the modern day commission, the Freedom Commission, but you've got to have people look into these. I don't know which ones are legitimately a problem and which people deserve to be in jail. If laws are broken, I certainly think people need to be in jail. But when we talk about laws are broken, what laws? All right. I mean, there's so many weird laws on the books that shocks the conscience. And that's one of the things that we really need to kind of think about here. Is you got Mr. Hammond, a rancher in Oregon. They did light a fire on their own property to try to stop a fire. They lit what's called a backfire. It got out of control. It burned a little bit of government ground. It was not intentional. By the way, the government's been guilty of doing the same thing many times with much more catastrophic results. But Mr. Hammond's now in jail. He's already served time, but he's like 76 years old. It's going to be a life sentence for this guy. And something has got to be done. Anyway, we don't want to spend forever on that, Alan Phillips, but I do believe it to be a worthy cause and an effort to truly see if we can't get to the bottom of some of these cases. And you know what? We will get a panel of constitutional attorneys and others, maybe some congressmen, senators. We need people on the panel from different areas or walks of life. We need some military people, maybe. We need some people that are sheriffs or some people with law enforcement experience, some attorneys, some people. And we really need to say, look, how do we look into these cases and find out which ones are for real and advocate for their release? And then at the same time, be smart enough to say, you know what, there are some cases that are legitimate. And it takes a lot of money and a lot of time to ferret through all that. It's not a simple answer. It's a case-by-case scenario. But we've got to do something. There's too many wrongs being committed now. And there's no way somebody can actually do anything about it once the ball gets a rolling against people. As you know, in the vaccine world, once that train is a rolling, how do you stop it? How do you have accountability and honesty and integrity and the truth sometimes?
I think we need to balance and we're lacking balance with equity in a lot of these situations. You know, you have if somebody violates a federal law by exposing information that there's a law against exposing, but in exposing it, you reveal some corruption that, you know, needs to be brought to light and addressed. You know, do you ignore the benefit of that and just, you know, throw the person in jail for the rest of their life or whatever it would be based on the law? I think we have to balance these with a sense of fundamental fairness. Yeah, if somebody started a fire and it burned federal land, and if that is a law, you know, violates the law, and I could see where that would be the case, okay, fine, but let's look at these situations on a case-by-case basis. You know, what was the actual damage done? What was the intent? Did he actually prevent harm in the process as doing the backfire, as you say? You know, and who is this person? I mean, is this a person with evil intent? Of course not. You know, and did they ultimately cause any serious harm? Sounds like probably not from what you've said. And, you know, what really makes sense in terms of fundamental fairness? And it's real quick for some people anyway, sometimes just to look at the letter of the law and impose it, end of story, and not go a step further and say, well, wait a minute, in this particular case, does that really make sense or not? So, yeah, I think there's corruption throughout the federal government. It's kind of grown like a cancer, I'm sure, to one degree or another in many state governments as well. I would love to see the entire government under review, all the agencies and so forth. But this would be a beautiful place to start.
And one of the things that people need to understand is that I'm not saying that in every case these people need to be pardoned, even the people we have listed. Because I think I know, but you know what? I don't have the time to vet everything perfectly and completely understand exactly the situation for everybody. There might be some facts that I don't know. That's why if we put this commission together, we can find out. Okay, I'm not claiming that I know everything on every case, even the ones that we've listed. I think I know them well enough. We put together the ones that we're convinced. For example, this black guy that's not even in jail. All I know is that over his ex-wife's student loan that wasn't paid, they literally kicked this guy's door in and drag him out and... What on earth is going on there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty clear to me.
It was a SWAT team for the Department of Education, wasn't
right?
It,
and Sam? What on earth do we have a SWAT team for the Department of Education in the first place for, folks? I mean, this is nuts on parade.
And so, it's a serious business.
That's why I say that you don't need to really vet that one too hard. He's not even in jail. They know they were wrong on this one. Okay, the same thing's true with this guy that made this salve out of chickweed. Okay, the guy's an Amish farmer. The guy didn't run around and do anything. Now, whether you believe that, you know, salve is good or not, you know, that's a personal decision. But what about these farmers where they sell raw milk? That's not pasteurized milk. You know, are you allowed to drink that stuff by your own free will and choice? Or is government going to save you from yourself?
Well, so many times, Sam, too, the same people who are wanting you to or wanting to promote this idea of pro-choice so the people can kill a baby, you know, they don't want to give an Amish farmer the choice to make some salve out of chickweed.
Or drink raw milk. I mean, you know what I mean? You just imagine if you drank raw milk. And that's kind of the problem that we have is I'm not even advocating that we agree with every case or not listed. What I'm saying is we've got to look into this, folks. This is crazy.
Yeah, and this is what hooked me reading the Freedom Coalition page, Sam, was that what you're calling for is an independent committee to review situations. And because whether the wrongs that have occurred are a result of corruption or even carelessness or unintentional error, ultimately, if somebody is wrongfully incarcerated, that person needs to be out as soon as possible. And if we have a question about whether or not a given person is wrongfully incarcerated and we investigate and we discover that, well, yeah, this person really is, it should be and should stay there, then we've confirmed that. And that's a good thing, too. So, you know, either way the result comes out, if it's properly investigated, and of course, especially where something wrongful is corrected and changed, regardless of ultimately even how it happened.
And let's be clear, this is completely nonpartisan. We're not even advocating for who would be on this commission yet. That's open for discussion. But I'm telling you, something needs to be done, though. This is happening in way too many with ever-increasing frequency.
And I will also add briefly, Sam, that I skimmed the list of coalition members posted here, and of those names that I did recognize were people whose opinions I respect and admire greatly. So you've got some terrific support here, and that just reinforced my own initial impression that this is a important, not only a worthy project, but a really important one.
Now, if everybody knows, you can click on the news section of that website as well, and it's a blog of our efforts so far. Sheriff Richard Mack went to Washington, D.C. and talked to Ted Cruz about this. He's very interested in looking at it. We've got several other congressmen and senators that are in the middle of doing their due diligence to feel comfortable to jump on board as well. And again, I'm not advocating for each specific case as much as I'm advocating to look into it. I'm not advocating to release people if they haven't been vetted well enough. By all means, put the commission together. Let them do their due diligence on it. By all means. But I know the examples that we've cited are pretty clear and pretty simple to understand. And the question is, even if these people may have done wrong, do they really need to be in jail away from their families? Is that what we really need? Even if there's wrong done, is that the answer? Or is there a better way forward? All right, Alan Phillips with us. Quick second, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy Valentine's Day to you. Freeing the prisoners, standing up for God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Solutions Radio Live. You know who that is, Kurt? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I don't know, but I can tell you I like it.
You know? Yeah, it's good tunes, huh? Do you know who it is, Alan?
I don't.
You don't? All right. Redbone, ladies and gentlemen. Come and Get Your Love is the song. I couldn't decide if I was going to play that
By one. The way, Alan, just so you know, Sam's got like, I don't know, what is it, 15,000 songs?
I got more than that.
Something like
anyway.
That? Got more than tunes. That. Anyway, you know, so the guy could be, you know, your rock and roll DJ just fine.
I was going to play that but, song, you know, and I couldn't decide if I should play that one or if I should play this one.
Or 100 other ones, probably.
See, not only do I got a bunch of tunes, I got interesting versions of tunes, by the way.
Yes, he does.
You know who this is, Kurt?
It's not Tiny Tim, I know that. And I really like it. I mean, Tiny Tim used to play the ukulele, but I love this song.
You know who this is, Alan? Come on, everything else I played was an oldie. Now, since you guys are too young for these old tunes, I thought I'd go ahead and bust out some fresh ones for you. Come on.
I don't know.
It's Meghan Trainor with a ukulele
of
all by herself. Come on.
It is, yeah.
See? There you have
That's
that.
That's a good song.
All right.
That's
it's a great song, ladies and gentlemen. But I was about to bust out, you know, Peter Frampton or something like that, too. You know what I mean? See what I mean?
Thank you very much.
You know what this one's called? Baby, I Love Your Ways.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Come on. We got to get back to work here, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. What is wrong with
really
you?
Really getting into it.
We need to stand for liberty, and you guys are all derailed on Valentine's Day music. What is wrong with you? I'll tell you what's wrong with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about that.
You probably
that.
Don't know this song either. You know that song, Kurt?
Yeah.
You know who sings this one?
not Steely Dan.
I should say not. Do you know who it is, Alan?
I don't.
I'll fast forward it for you.
Because I'm a professional musician. I should know all this stuff. But
Yeah, you got to serve somebody.
That's right.
But I bet you don't have any of my songs in your lineup there.
That's Bob Dylan. Come on, people.
Bob Dylan. You got to get some of Alan's songs, Sam.
That's right. That's He's right. Got to get some of mine in there.
If you're not chilling with Bob Dylan, I don't know what to do for you.
Chilling with Dylan, yeah.
There's one reason I don't have any of yours in my lineup, Alan.
There's a lot of reasons, but
no, there's one of them. You haven't sent them to me.
That's right.
All right, I'll do that.
I've got some of the most diverse music tastes that you could imagine.
Yes.
All right, and we could.
I'm just in the process of getting my studio back up and running.
You haven't been on with us, Alan, when he does a polka day, have you?
Buddy, I get down with all kinds of tunes. I was about to play Garth Brooks to Make You Feel My Love. Bust out some country. I almost, have you ever heard Jesse J. Price Tag? That's a good tune, too. Come on.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Jesse J.
Come on. All right, listen to this, though.
Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop. Minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? Acting so damn mysterious. Got shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good time. Everybody looks to their left, yeah. Everybody looks to their right. Can you feel that, yeah? We'll pay them with love tonight. It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world.
See, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. People singing about about the price tag. It ain't about the money. Man, that's why we're on the radio. We have to have day jobs.
Happy
to
Valentine's
stay on the radio
day.
For crying out loud. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Back to business, though. Do people who are trying to fight the good fight and stand up for choice in vaccines end up in jail unnecessarily, Alan? And what can we do to help, sir?
Well, I have heard threats of that. There was a story a few years back in Maryland where they brought out, there were lots of children who were behind in their vaccines in school, and they had a day, everybody had come out of the courthouse, and oh gosh, they were really, really intimidating. They had the police and the dogs out there and the whole nine yards, just really, real intimidating kind of event. Don't have the precise details off the top of my head, but... I'm not specifically aware of situations and stories where people end up in jail for not vaccinating, although certainly that's a possibility. For example, here in North Carolina, there are criminal laws if you violate a isolation order, for example. If somebody has disease symptoms and they're ordered to stay confined in some way and violate that, you can end up in jail for a couple of years for that. But that, you know, there's a good reason for that if it's an infectious disease that could cause serious harm by spreading to other people. So the, at least the underlying intent in something like that is perfectly reasonable. But more often I see injustices in the civil arena where judges steeped in a pro-vaccine view will rule accordingly, and in my opinion, many times will step over the law in order to impose their views, which is not, you know, they have the views they do because of a very deliberate propaganda mechanism that's been in place for decades and increasingly so over the years, especially more recent years. So I'm not saying this in faulting judges per se, but just suggesting that there are problems in the civil justice system as well. And where I see this show up the most is what I call vaccine custody disputes, meaning child custody actions where parents divorce or split up and they disagree about vaccinating the kids. And oftentimes it's parents who agreed not to vaccinate the kids until they split up, and one parent decides to go pro-vaccine because they know they can use that to their advantage to get custody of the kids and take it away from the other parent and so forth. So that's one example where I see this. Again, not in the criminal arena, more in the civil arena, but nevertheless some injustices because of some flaws. Not, It's not so much a corruption or flaw in the system there, I think, as it is the mistaken beliefs that have been pushed upon our society as a whole about vaccines, that they are safe and effective and there's nothing else you can do, and if you don't dare vaccinate your kids, you're a terrible, awful person, and those kinds of things, which turn out to be quite the opposite of what the actual mainstream medical literature tells us, what official government statistics tell us about diseases, about vaccine injuries and deaths, and government payouts for vaccine injuries and deaths, and so forth. We get a very skewed view of objective reality from the mainstream media, for example, and yet, to a very large extent, the mainstream media is what programs or conditions or informs a good sizable percentage majority of the population.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I bring this all up just because I think there's so many aspects to this, and people's liberties are threatened so egregiously in many cases. And the problem is oftentimes a bureaucrat gets offended, and then there's just no stopping the train. And that's really our primary instance. When somebody's out of line, government officials need to humble themselves and step back and say, okay, you know what? I might have missed this one. But let's not add insult to injury. Let's not keep them in jail, or let's not add insult to injury and put them in jail. Let's take a step back and say, okay, wait, it'll save a lot of money for the taxpayers not having people that don't belong in jail. It'll keep families together. It'll let somebody as a taxpayer on the outside contribute to the proper rule of limited government, not take from because they're in jail and they don't have a choice. It'll let bureaucrats and professional do-gooders not get sued. There's all kinds of payouts of big money for these kind of mistakes. Everybody can win with this. And anyway, so we bring that up. We don't have hardly any time. You've only got about a minute or two left, Alan. And because of Valentine's Day and this issue is so hot, we wanted to bring it up. But do you have any quick updates for us on the vaccine front that we ought to be watching?
Well, I'd mention real briefly, Sam, that probably the second worst thing to an innocent person being in jail would be a guilty person not being in jail when they should be. And we have a federal congressman, Bill Posey in Florida, who's got evidence that he's been holding on to for 2 or 3 years that Congress will not look at yet, proving that some high-level officials at the CDC deliberately destroyed research evidence showing that vaccines do have a causal relationship to autism. They've known.
You know what? I'm going to bring this up. What about people who aren't in jail and who should be? Hillary Clinton needs to be investigated as well. Not that I'm picking sides, not that I can decide if she should or not, but I am saying, hey, there's serious concern there that everybody even knows about on that one. But, of course, she's so political, she's almost too big to jail or too big to fail. Anyway, there you go. Alan Phillips, thank you so much, my friend. We'll get back to the vaccine discussions. Once in a while, we take a break for fun to try to make sure that we don't get too frustrated and too discouraged. But at the same time, we do have a serious, serious role to play in the restoration of the Republic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, this nation shall endure.